And the overall sample, 39% said that there was a lot or some discrimination against whites, and 57 said not very much or not at all. The key really is looking at the subgroups. Move to the right side of the political spectrum and look at either self-declared conservatives or people who identify with the Tea Party, you find that Christians and whites are suddenly at or near the top of the scale of perceived discrimination. And that's the opposite of what you get from center to left.
Was anyone specific, though, in how or why they felt whites were being discriminated in what way?
Certainly, as we look at the history of the recent kind of conservative surge in the form of the Tea Party, we can begin to speculate, I think, in a reasonably informed way, that the Tea Party was born of a sense of grievance, and this would seem to be a dimension of those grievances.
Does it suggest that their views differ greatly from those of moderate Republicans?
I think if you look at the Tea Party as a subgroup and then compare them to Republicans overall, the Tea Party does seem, a bit more focused on racial discrimination against whites than Republicans overall. Now, the Republican number is still interestingly high in comparison to other groups. So if you look at Republicans overall, which is going to include, a chunk of these Tea Party identifiers, Christians are still the first group among Republicans, but then transgendered people, Muslims, gays, and lesbians score somewhat higher before you get to whites. And, statistically, gays and lesbians and whites are seen as experiencing roughly the same amount of discrimination.
Texas is awaiting a Supreme Court decision on gay marriage. The polls suggest the state is split on this issue.
You've got a 66% support among Democrats for gay marriage, and then you've got about 60% opposition to gay marriage among Republicans. So it's divided and divided through a partisan lens, making it difficult for political leaders in the state. As opinion shifts slowly towards more acceptance of gay marriage, but more slowly among Republicans than among Democrats and independents.
James Henson, thank you for being with me.
My pleasure. Good to talk to you.